Hey, you're listening to Don't Mix In. I'm Vivian from the blog mixitupwithcurves.com, and this is where we talk about style and life, all on a budget. Don't Mix In, episode 20. All right, so our topic today is we're going to be talking about one blue dress styled three ways, and this is based on a post on mixitupwithcurves.com called one blue dress styled three ways, and it's sponsored by London Times. One thing that I've talked about over and over again is that I like to find pieces that are versatile, not only comfortable, but versatile. Why? Because if it's versatile, it means I can wear it all kinds of different ways, which I think is especially important as we head into spring. We're at the tail end of winter, and it's kind of this like weird time where we're like done with winter, at least I am. But we still have, you know, some weeks where it might be kind of unpredictable weather, and we want to probably wear some brighter colors or change it up a little bit. So trying to find a piece that'll kind of carry you throughout the seasons, especially when you're transitioning from season to season, is important. I want to take a moment and talk about color. So this dress is blue, and what I like about the color blue is I feel like it's one of those colors that you can match up with a lot of different tones and other colors. And I also wanted to just talk about what is blue kind of evoke, right? So it's a calming color, you know, for like interviews. If you look on the blog post, I have something from Business Insider where, you know, that there's a story where it talks about that it's one of those colors that people are more likely to wear for interviews because it conveys trust, you know? So I don't know if you care about being trusted, whatever. But anyway, I just like the color blue, and I like that it just goes with so many different colors that you can wear throughout the seasons. I'm going to take a moment to talk about the dress that's in this blog post. So it's a kind of a navy blue color dress, and it has kind of a watercolor polka dots. And what I like is that it's a classic dress, but then has a little bit of a twist. Literally, there's ruching at the waist, and that kind of creates a nice silhouette. And then it has an asymmetrical hem, which adds a little bit of something interesting, you know, on the bottom of the dress. But it's comfortable. It's, you know, something I can layer, you know. I'm not doing that in the blog post, but if it was colder, right, I could easily layer it with something else and it would look great. And I like that the blue is not too deep or too light so that it matches with a lot of different colors. Okay, so let's get into how I styled this dress three ways. The first way was keeping it neutral. What I did is I got some neutral pieces. I have these this pair of heels that I got from DSW. I have them on repeat throughout the seasons. It's they're just kind of I don't know, a beige color, not too high of a heel, and so I have those on. And then I also have this kind of little basket purse from Target Who What Wear that I like, that has texture. Adds texture to the outfit, so I could easily, you know, switch out that purse for maybe a little, you know, handbag, and that could be for work, right? But with that basket styled purse, I feel like it's a great outfit for the weekend, maybe if you're going to brunch with a friend, that sort of thing. So I just like the contrast of the neutral with the blue. The second look was just brightening it up with colors that pop, and so I have this kind of orange based red pair of heels that I'm wearing with this dress. And then I paired it with a kind of a seafoam color circle shaped purse, which I think just looks great contrasting with the blue and then that kind of that poppy orange base red pair of heels. So I feel like this would be something for an outdoor event. And then I just wear a red lip, and it just, all the colors kind of play off of each other. The third way I wore this dress or styled it was just going monochromatic. I haven't done this before. I usually try to mix up the colors. That's why the blog's called Mix Up With Curves. Okay. Anyway, so doing the monochromatic was something a little different, but I think it worked. What I did is I went with all different blue accessories and just changed up the tones of blue. So I have a blue purse that I'm wearing, blue heels, Not too high of a heel, right? Because I've talked about how I fall, that sort of thing. And then I have a blue beret. So it's a little French kind of style. I think the beret adds a little whimsy, sort of, flavor to it. But I think it's something I'm going to try again to go monochromatic. First of all, it's really easy to go monochromatic because it's just the same color, just doing variation in tones. So I see this outfit as being something for the weekend as well. And maybe going out to lunch or something with my sister and that sort of thing. So as far as this dress, I linked it in the blog for you. And so the London Times, they have a curve line and straight sizes. So for me, I did the curve sizes. I did a 1X, but I could look into doing the straight size too. What I like is the price is the same for both dresses, which that's kind of nice, right? Because sometimes when you go into a plus size or a curve size, the price goes up a bit. So it's the same dress, just the sizes are extended and more inclusive. So you can go ahead and check that out. You also can see the accessories. I have them all, linked in the blog post. If it's some of the stuff I have posted are things that I've, have had for some time. So I did give you some similar options to check out. Okay, you want more information? Go ahead and head over to mixitupwithcurves.com. I am going to link the blog post that this episode is based on, a blue dress style three ways, and that'll be in the show notes for you. You go on that blog post, you're going to see the different ways I styled this dress. You'll see the accessories. Everything will be linked there for you. If you like what you're hearing, well, maybe you don't because I'm like stuttering, but if you like what you're hearing, go ahead and subscribe and leave me a review so I know what you like, what you don't like, and what you want to hear more about. Go check out my Patreon and help me in developing the content that's meaningful for you. If you want to find me, I am on Instagram all the time, and there's times where, I might not have something that gets on the blog post, right? So you can go ahead and head on over to Instagram. I'm at Mix It Up With Curves, or you also can subscribe to my Favorite Finds newsletter so that you can get some of the links to the items that don't quite make it to the blog or that I'm lagging in making a blog post. So I'm going to link them in there. And remember, don't make sin because you don't need to.